It's funny how frustrated you get. So what was Tosos' original question? That's not up there anymore. What was his first question? What was his overarching question? What?
Why don't we just say Pasul?
Right. In other words, no, the opposite. Why don't we say it's Pasul because it came before the Korban Tamash of Ben Arbayim, or the Tamid of Shachar? Meaning the Gemara and Yoma.
No, the Gemara in Yuma says Lila.
Right. So why? Why use Lila? Why say Lila? We have the Korban Tamid issue, right? That should be the issue. In other words, the Gemara in Yuma says that it doesn't matter this. You don't need to know the specifics, but there's a case where a Korban was shefted due to an error in timing. So the Gemara basically says that the reason why it's a problem is because of Lila, because it was shefted at night. So Tosu's question is, why use that? Why not say that the problem is that, yeah. Right, that seems to be a better reason. Okay, I'm not sure why, but whatever. That seems to be the better reason. Okay, let's put that to the side for a second. So then Tosfos says he gives. What's his first answer? Second question. Second question is, well, we also know that in the Gemara in Erevin, that let's say you brought a shlomim prior to the doors of the heichal being open. Okay, so there's a new factor. Okay, so the heichal doors. Let's say you bring a korma shlomim. Well, and that's a practical thing. That you're going the wrong direction. So the Gemara in Erevin basically says that the doors of the Heichal have to be open in order for you to do a Korban Shlamim. If I did a Shlamim and the doors were closed, what's the status of the Shlamim? Pasul, okay? So what's Tosos' question there? And then based on a Pasuk, by the way, because it says, Vishachotu oso Pesach Olmoid. Right, Pesach Olmoid implying the doors have to be open.
Then why do we need the Ha'olah?
Right, so Tosfos is like, yeah, why learn from that pasuk? Why not just say that the issue is that it's the Korban Tamid issue, right? Now that there's a presupposition Tosfos has, which is that the Tamid of the morning, right? The Tamid of the morning was always done after the doors of the Heichal were open. We don't learn that from a pasuk. That's just like when they heard it opening up, that's when they knew it was time to bring the Tamid Shachar. Oh, fine, but you don't learn that from a pasuk. Okay, so Tosos' first answer, then we'll stop and find this part. Tosos' first answer is like a fake answer, because he's going to reject this. He says, okay, he says maybe what you think is like this. Maybe you would think that when the doors of the Heichal are open once for the Tamid Shel Shachar, right, and for the Vodah B'Fdim, fine. So even if they were closed again, I'd be fine. I could still do a Shlamim, because they were open at one point, right? So Kamash, that's his first answer. Kamash Malan, that no. That the Vishakhatu also Pesach Amoid is teaching you.
Wait, what do you mean at one point? Like at 1 point?
7 a.m., doors of Heichal open, right? Bam. Who did we pick on last time?
Dovi,
right. Okay, so Dovi's in the base of Mikdash, and like whatever, he closes the doors of the Heichal for whatever reason why after the Tamid Shel Shachar. You would have thought, okay, but the doors are open at some point, so I can go bring my Shlomim. I can ride the coattails of that first opening. Kamash Malan, the Shachar Dos Pesach Amoy. No, the doors have to open every single time. Okay. So in other words, the Havid is going to say what you guys are all saying, which is beautiful, right? I hear what you're saying about the Shlomo, but it's not, unfortunately, it's not by the Shlomo. But the Havid is saying that it is, but they extrapolate it. So again, if we were doing that Sugya, we're not doing Erevin. No. In other words, there's two possibilities. Either you're going to say that, like you guys are saying, that once you open the doors, so now, what the Gemara is telling you, what the Tosos is telling you about the Gemara is that the doors of the Heichal have some relationship to X. We have to understand what that relationship is. So the Havin is saying that once you open the doors, so now you're Koveya the Yom for, that the Yom is not Roy for Korbanos. That's it. So as once it's open, the Kviyas comes into existence. Like you're saying, the Seder Yom, all that stuff. That works fine. But what's the Maskana, right? So it's a little more than what you're saying. Because the Maskana is saying that it's not just enough to say that part of being a Shlomim is the doors are being open. It's showing as a relationship that Avodah B'chutz, which is everything outside, right, is dependent on Avodah B'fnim. Meaning the doors of the Heichal being open, which is Avodah B'fnim, allows for Avodah B'chutz to take place. Right, the system of Avodah itself. So, all right, guys. All right, so now Tosos says, no. He says, Tosos' answer is no. Tosos says, that's not what's going on here. Rather, what Tosus is saying that Ha'olah teaches you that the Haktara of the Tamid of the Boker must be completed before the Haktara of any other Korban. Right? That's Ha'olah. That doesn't teach you anything about Shechita and Zrika of said Shlomim. Right? So Tosus is saying, no. The Pasuk teaches you that, what? It teaches you that the Shlomim, that the Shlomim must also be Shechted, right, when the doors of the Heichal are open. There's what would you have thought if you just said Ha'olah? Right. As long as you have your Haktara done by, what do you call it, by the time the Haktara of...
the Tumah is done.
Right, exactly, right. Right.
Why would that...
Just one point. When you say the door's open, right, or would you say before, like, Koveya, the Yom of Oda, you could have thought what, though? You could have still construed a possibility of shechting your, what do you call it? Right. But what it's telling you is that what does, like someone said it before, now's the time to play that card. Ellie, right? What he said, Ornbach, the idea, where is he? Yeah, the idea of saying that this is where you can play the card of, if I went ahead and shechted my shlomim prior to the doors being open, what would I be doing at that point?
Brutality, that's
well, not that far. Nothing. Meaning, the very mechayiv itself is dependent on. In other words, it's more than just simply haktara and the ola and the korban tamid have to do with the sequence, right? But the very mechayiv of the shlomim itself can't even come into existence with that doors being open. It's a little stronger than just saying that's koveya the system of avoda. It's like saying the very mechayiv itself, because shrita, you can't even have a shrita. Oh, meaning, what's a nafkamina conceptually? Right? If I did, conceptually, if I did Shechit Zrika prior to the Tamid of a Shlomim, so is it a Psul in the Korban? Right? Is it like a Pal, or?
Is it not even a Korban?
Or is it not even a Korban? There's a very Mechayev can even come into existence. You understand? He says, no. Right? No. He says that the issue of bringing a Korban prior to the Tamid Shel Shachar, that's Le Mitzvah. That's the mitzvah. It's like lechatchila, ideally. Okay, that's all it is. Okay, so therefore the pasuk, the Odom Ari, dahada Amar Shalom Yehi Davar Kodem Tamid Hayin LeMitzvah, right? The Hachi Isa Behedjer Parakatelas, right? Okay, so meaning what? Meaning okay, and that's why I got to learn out Malika and Kmitza, right? Because the Gemara, no,
from night.
Yeah. There's too much going on here. Don't do that. I mean, I don't mean aggressively. I'm just saying. No. In other words, so the Re gives it, now shifting back to Lila. So the Re says, one second, I'll tell you why you need to learn out night. I'll tell you why. Because if I just had Ha'olah, that's teaching me ideally I shouldn't bring anything before the Korban Tamid Shel Shachar. But if I did, it's okay. What? What do you mean, which part? Forget all that stuff. Forget that. Just say. No.
Every time we say bring, and then we switch.
No. Forget that. Right. So I could do that if I did it. Okay. So it's not ideal. Right. Okay. So you need the Gemara and Yoma to teach me that, but that wouldn't work by Malika and Kmitza, right? And what else? Ostensibly, right? Think about it.
Right.
So it's teaching you that all korban-like activities, i.e., shchita, melika, and kmitza, can't be done at night intrinsically. Okay. Right. Hold on. One second. It is. That's nighttime. Now Tosfos says, but one second. Then he qualifies an answer. Because what does he say? He says, right.
That doesn't make sense because
you still have... Right. He says, but no. I can understand only shchita should be a problem at night. But why Malika and Kmitza? Right? About Malika and Kmitza, low. Right? Right? Or is that what it... Right. So what he's saying, that's an interesting possibility. I hear that. Maybe. I hear that. Let me just throw out my possibility, but I like that. So Kaba wants to say that, maybe you'll say that, I think everyone agrees with the Havamina, right? I think we're all on the same page. That the losos of Heichal are Koveya Avoda, right? So if that's true, you can't start distinguishing between these different types, right? In other words, each one of these, which I agree with you, each one, what do they share in common? Each one of them, more than that, not just Avoda, that they take the items and take them from the state of being, so to speak, regular Hekdesh into actually Korban. That's the stage. Kmitza, Malika, right? And that's its function. It's taking something that's already been designated as Hekdesh, but now making it a Korban. So that's the Lassos Heichal. All right, so Kaba wants to say that really Lila is really the fundamental idea. Lila teaches you that there's a problem with Malika Kmitza, right? When it comes to Shchita, though, how do you separate Shchita from the other ones? Since Shchita is something that could be done outside the Mikdash, normally, so you need, an additional thing by the Heichal? The
you need something to be covered as part of the Avoda.
Ah, I see. Interesting. It's a very interesting idea. The delusos have to be kovet as part of the avoda. Meaning what? Meaning it's not enough. You're saying that. Right, you're saying there's nighttime is simply, that's interesting. You're saying nighttime is simply telling you when I can't do something, right? But delusos heichal are like creating like a positive idea.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Would that also be created for the Malika?
You have to understand two points to make here. One is the idea of Akira, which we're going to see inside a second. The other one is the point of Pesach really being, in a sense, can default into a shlamim. You'll see what I mean in a second. No. Explain.
So now
he's the beer toast.
Don't be such an uncle. Just give me the what's going on here. He's saying you would think what now that we know that Halalah
teaches you the mitzvah.
Then what's Aleha teaching you?
Yeah,
right, the Hainu.
That you shouldn't bring anything after the Tamashul.
But Nami lohav el mitzvah.
So that would also seem to be only the mitzvah.
Notice, Tosos never takes up the possibility, ever, that you could say it's le mitzvah prior to the Tamashul Shachar. Right? But it's ma'ake by the Tamashul Min Arbaim. That's impossible. He's saying, now that justifies what we're learning before. Right. Right, exactly. It fits into what we've been saying all along. Like you see, the Hikter Aleha, it's built off of that. It's an idea in sequence. But Tosa says you got to be consistent. Ah, now comes the problem. That can't be. Now watch this. This is very hard. What? Go ahead.
You want me to read it?
No, right, sorry, Bim Kane. Tema.
Oh, you skipped it.
I did, I know.
Bim Kane. Tema. Amar.
So Parak. Shachtu.
Shachtu the carbon Pesach. We know that Shemashka Violin as Yada Mimenu Koda Mashkita Vinimnu al Pesach.
Okay, this is a fascinating case. Okay. Shachtu the carbon Pesach. Okay, so the case is you're shachting an animal for the purpose of carbon Pesach. But he knows that what? What does it mean here? Shemashku habaylim es yado imenu kodem ashkita v'nimno pesach acher. So what happened?
They're trying to go on another pesach.
Right. If you want to make it, the Gemara actually has two cases, two scenarios. Either the bailim, in a sense, transferred. They said we don't want this animal anymore. Or you know what the easier case is? They die. Okay. But the guy knows. Okay. So they want a different pesach. So again, shechting korban pesach, but the kohen. Let's say the guy shechting it. Right. He knows what. He knows that even though this thing was already designated to be a Korban Pesach, the Bailim aren't going to be around to eat it. They decided on a different Korban Pesach. So now you got a very funny status for this animal. Okay? So the Gemara says, Hadinu, Miyad, why? The Menuyav. Okay. Without looking at the Gemara, let me explain to you what that's saying. I mean, it's pretty clear, but whatever. Saying this, in other words, since we know that what? Since we know that this animal, right, it's an ownerless, so to speak, or designatedless, no, undesignated, no, what?
Designated, undesignated.
Right, like it had a designation of Korban Pesach, but has no bailim, so now it's like it has a psul, like an a psul in its guf, like an inherent psul. And if that's true, what do we do with a korban as a psul beguf? Base of shreifa miyad. What's base of shreifa? Get rid of it. Burn it. Garbage. What? Oh, okay. That's a good question. But anyway, go on. That's a good question. Matraso. Now, the Gemara has a quite overall question. Meaning the Gemara wants to know, in general, what happens when you change what's matrato? Good. Objective, purpose, good. Like, in general, what happens when you want to change the designation or purpose of a korban? Right? Kamo.
I call korban, she is kapru be'olov, ba'olov.
Ukamo. Mosar ha-Pesach.
Mosar ha-Pesach, shekharov shlamim.
Right, that's the key case, okay? Again, arcade, right? There's ha'im sarach.
Ha'im sarach la'akor korban, da'haynu lomar, pirish, shemakriro, v'shem shlamim.
Machmatz. Go ahead.
Machmatz atzmo.
Oma the kach. Okay, now this is a critical point. This chakira right here, which if we went to the sugya, maybe we'd define. But trying to think if I defined it. I didn't. Okay, but it's a great question. Okay, it's like this. In other words, okay. The Korban Pesach, okay? So in this situation, now that the Bailam are no longer involved, what happened to the Korban Pesach, right? So, no. Wait a second. So to go slow. Before we get to the base straight from Yah, let's stop for a second. In other words, what happens to its status? So there's two possibilities. Either you're going to say that what would I have to do? Well, what I have to do is I'd have to say out loud, this thing is no longer Korban Pesach, and now it is, let's say, a different Korban Pesach or Shlomim, whatever. Or no, do we say, naturally speaking, you don't require Kira. Naturally speaking, what happens to the Korban? It defaults into a Shlomim. Keep an eye on that side. There's a second, don't worry about the first side. The second side saying, you don't have to do an Akira out loud. Rather, naturally speaking, what happens? The Korban defaults into a Shlomim. Now, one second. Go, one second. So the Gemara over there says this. The Gemara says, one second. If you're telling me you need Akira, I can't do that here. So that's why I have to go to the basis Reifa. I don't care why. Just trust me on this one. You can't. But if you say, I don't need Akira, okay, this is where the question is going to emerge. If I don't need Akira, meaning what happens to the Korban Pesach? It turns into a Shlomim. Okay.
So,
I have to remove the Shem Pesach from it. I can't do that because the Bailam are gone. So that's why, according to that side, I have to go to the Beis HaSreifa. If you don't follow that, don't worry. The Chol Zeh Shalakar. Right. Now, did you why need Birei Tosas, by the way? Yes, of course you do. Now, Elav E Amris. Now, listen to this. If you say, in general, you do not need to openly undermine the shame of the Korban, I don't have to do that. Okay? Keep going. Keep going. Yes, should be Gino Namar. Miyad. Begam. Right? So, this is... I'm sorry. This is classic Tosos. Tosos has... What was Tosos' question? Tosos saying, you're going to tell me what?
Yeah, I get the question.
Of course you do.
Oh,
well,
that's great.
You're the best. Okay. I'll let you explain in a second. Tosos' overarching question is, you're going to tell me it's L'mitzvah, right? Prior to Tamas Shel Shachar, then it would also have to be L'mitzvah after Tamas Shel Bein Arbayim. Right? Right? But it turns out, that's not true, because in this case, go.
Oh, so basically, in this case, since we don't need a Kira, so the Korban Pesach is changed into a Shlomim, so what happens? We can bring the Korban Pesach after the Tamar Shel Bein Harvayim, but now, since the Bayim don't care for it, it gets changed into a Shlomim, and now we're bringing a Shlomim after
the Tamar Shel Bein Harvayim, and it's puzzle! And I say to burn it, it's puzzle! That's not the mitzvah! Good. Okay, one more time. Excellent. Okay. You got it. This is... I actually went to the Gemara to figure out. I didn't even use Birei Tosfos. I went to the Gemara when I did this. But anyway, what's he saying? He's saying like this. Okay. I'm gonna uber simplify it. What Tosfos is saying is that I'm gonna show you clearly, based on this Gemara, right, that if I bring a korban after the Tamas Shel Bein Arbayim, right, it's pasul, not a mitzvah. It's pasul. How? Because of this case. The korban pesach in the case of the bailam that die, it naturally defaults to a shlamim. And the Gemara then says, okay, so why do I have to bring it to the base of straight from Miyad? Why do I have to get rid of it? Oh, the reason why is because it's after the Tamas Shel Bein Arbayim, right? But that implies that it's intrinsically puzzle. And if it's intrinsically puzzle, that goes against the idea of being a mitzvah. That can't be. Everyone understand that? Anyone not understand that? The mitzvah is ideal.
So we said that this pasuk is only teaching it's the mitzvah is ideal, but not to be ma'akev. So why do we say here it has to go to the?
It's crazy. Okay. No. So. But of course, he says imrikri v'kvar kasher. So no. So what's the answer? You're gonna have to say that if he brought the korban, then it's still kasher. What? But. Oh, sorry. Usher lahakre by Murim. Explain. Oh, lahakre mishum she'ani yachal asos ken lachakila. Stop. What does that mean?
This pasuk is the shame of Shlomo.
Yes.
No, because he filled up.
What do you say? What do you say?
It's kosher, but the chatzimah, it's usher to be matir the imurim after the punish of bin arba'im.
Right. Right. In other words, what's the halacha? We should be familiar with this, right? Just like we had the Haktara say more in business by the Tamas Shachar, turns out we have the same business here. Meaning, what's the halacha? The halacha is like this. If you're a makar bin, it's kasher. But ideally, you shouldn't do what? It's usher to bring the Imurim after Tamas Shabin Arbayim. That's the assay. Ulahachi, mishum she'enu yachol la'asos kin l'chachila, yatsa basa b'esas reva. What's he saying there?
He's saying, even though it's not ma'akir, it still has to go to the basis reva.
Right, why?
That's the question.
Okay, that's very hard. We can't answer this yet. Right? Okay, Moshe, explain to the shir. The way Moshe put it is beautiful. In other words, the problem is like this. In other words, if you're going to tell me what? If you're going to tell me it's l'mitzvah after Tamas Shabin Arbayim, but what about the fact that the Gemara says it's possible? No. What it's saying is like this. It's saying that, really, you shouldn't do it after the Tamas Shabin Arbayim. You got to see where Tosa is going with this, by the way. It's brilliant.
No.
I shacked it afterwards. Because remember, because you know why I shacked it after? It's Korban Pesach. I'm allowed to, right? Okay. Also remember that too. Forget Akira. We're not doing Akira anymore. So what Moshe is saying is like this. Moshe is saying that if you're going to tell me it's l'mitzvah, what about the fact that it's possible? It's like this. Really, if I did the avoda, the hakrava post Tamas Shabbat Mayim, technically speaking, the korban's kosher. But nonetheless, you got to burn it. But Tosa's about to say, 1 second, that can't be. Come on, follow, guys, stick with me. Go. Maybe it's a mistake. Go. Right, but Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach. No, so Tosa says, 1 second. What, I have to burn it immediately? You know what I could do? You guys know this. I could take the Imurim and do what? Stick them on top of the Mizbeach overnight and then burn them in the morning. We've seen that before. That's a, all right? Right? Why not? Why not? That seems like a reasonable solution. Why do I have to burn the korban immediately? He doesn't buy this idea yet. Let's keep going. Right. What are you such a sort? What do you have to burn it for? Let it be there until the morning, and you're good to go. Okay. Yes, Omar. So he must hold. This is machlokas about this. So of course he must hold what that right. Meaning the hainu shemoila he bekach lifsos emorin after on the brosh shalom mizbeach. No. He must hold like the shita that says that once I put the emorim on top of the mizbeach, even though I haven't burnt them, nonetheless, what's happened? Process. Good. The process has already begun, and that's already a problem. The pluks the davarai he beperak mizbeach mikdash. Keep going. Vidilma. Akira Sabra Kabase. Now, of course, Sosus has to say, but let's line everything up. In other words, the side that holds that Lina, the side that holds that Lina is a problem, meaning it starts a process of Akraba, must also agree that Lobai Akira. Fine, okay, that's a tactical thing. Lachiyatza basis Reifa. So that's why he holds to go to basis Reifa. Okay. So, can you explain this again?
Yeah. So, now what he's saying is that, but wait, why don't we just take the imorim, take the fat, take the limbs and stuff, bring it up to the Mizbeach, leave it there overnight, and then after the tumid of the morning, where you're allowed to bring other korbanos, burn the fat.
Right. So, what's he saying here? This is the key. What's he saying at this point? What's his answer? Why do you have to, why burn this immediately? Why not do this? Why, 1 second. Let's go step by step. Now let's condense it, okay? Tosos is saying is that after the Korban Tamas Ben Arbayim, so really, the Korban, if I was Makrivit, is Kasher, right? It's just that what? This is the hard part. It's just that what does the mitzvah teach you? This is the hard part. It's teaching you what? It's teaching you what? That there's no avenue for what?
For Haktara.
Listen carefully. No. In other words, don't know or yet. In other words, what Tosos is saying, follow this, guys. Come on, Graber, you can do this. After the Korban Tamas Shabbat Arbayim, so if I shechted my Korban, it's not that it's okay, right? It's not ideal, it's okay. There's only one problem, though. Problem is that there's no avenue for Haktara. Right? The mitzvah of Hashleim teaches you that you can't do Aktara at that point. Oh, one second. Oh, right. Okay. Okay, but one second. But one additional point. In other words, but we didn't have this before. In other words, but now if I put, now one second. So put the Emurim on the Mizbeach, right? I still can't do that. Why? What?
The Mizbeach doesn't work.
The Mizbeach doesn't work. Meaning if I do that, what's happening? Right. So, what? Right. It wouldn't solve, wait, why?
You're not allowed to do that. It's possible.
Because that itself is a violation.
I would have thought that what? What could I do?
That's not a violation to put it up there.
Right. But then, but he would agree. But even according to that, no, but what Tosus is saying like this, he's asking on basis straight from Miyad. He's okay with the idea saying that, which you need to explain a little more, the idea of saying that, I mean, yes, based on what we said before, that after the Thomas of Ben Arbayim, right, so the Korban's kosher, just there's no avenue for Akhtara. You see, the Maisa Avoda, by the way, can the idea of a Maisa Avoda can exist even though the Mizbeach designation or cycle is in a different stage, right? That's fascinating. I know! I know. But what he's saying is more than that. But why Miyad? Why? What could I have done? I could put the Emurim on the Mizbeach, leave them there until when? And then do what? Right, but I'm saying, but I want to make, right, exactly, I wouldn't make you, but it doesn't mean I'd make use of the Korban. The point is that there's Tosos is picking on the fact that Miyad, I gotta get rid of this now. Yeah, because even according to the side that says that Lina's Moel, right? So what's the problem? The guy left it on there overnight. He says, don't even bother. Meaning, what's going to happen to this Korban no matter what? Puzzle. It's going to be puzzle. In other words, you're right. The Korban's not puzzle. We just have a problem here. It's a brilliant idea. This is, everything's coming together now. In other words, there's a problem of a sequence violation, so to speak, a key in sequence, that if I do the, if I have to Korban Tal Shabayim, it's a problem. But that you can't say the Korban isn't kosher, but there is a separate problem, which is, there's no avenue for Akhtara. The mitzvah of Hashlama takes that off the table. Takes it off the table. And then Tosas adds this additional point, which is that, one second, but why not have the guy just leave it up there overnight? Why does he have to take it out immediately? Right?
Why is this different than the other Korban you said you could do the same thing to?
You know, we have our idea. In other words, we already have our idea in place of how that once I do the, once I can't be mocked or emurim at night, because that's a violation of the Mizbeach. Right? It's not a din in the Avoda, so to speak. It's not a Mike's Avoda issue. It's that this Mizbeach, the Mizbeach now is a certain designation, so to speak, or it's in its cycle. I can't introduce something new into it. So you have a fascinating idea. I have a Korban that its shame Korban comes into existence. It's just that there's no avenue, there's no outlet, so to speak, for it to be Makriv. Okay? What would I have thought factually? I thought, wait until the thing becomes puzzle, then I got to take it. And then, of course, then that's it. To get rid of the Korban. Don't wait. Beis Hashreif from Miyad. In other words, Tosa is saying like this. Tosa is saying, the Havmid is saying, the Mechaya for Beis Hashreif is a psul. Right? There has to be a definitive psul in the Korban. You can't say that here. Right? It's only until who cares? Right. Right now is no psul. Right? So the mechayev of Beis HaShreif can only emerge when there's a clear psul in the Korban. There's no psul here. Or no. You say, and this is an important idea, right? You say that it's the mechayev emerges simply from the inability of a Korban to continue. When the process has been stopped. That's the key. But that doesn't necessarily mean what? That's psul. Okay? Keep that in mind. Now, by the way, okay, so where it says of Im Tomar. Okay, so it turns out another fact, you knew this. Okay, another fact that you need to know, okay, which is like this. Let's take a normal Korban case. Shank, you bring a Korban, whatever it is, I don't care, right? And now what happens is, as you did your Zrika, now normally what does Zrika do? What does the sprinkling of the blood do? Does two things, okay, so to speak. Also keep this in mind. One is that it is mechaper. The other one is matir to allow you to eat the Korban, okay? Everyone understand that? The sprinkling of the blood allows two things to emerge. Matir Achila and the Kapara. Now, what happened though? In this case, when Shank brought the Korban, Deutsch, this one over here, he's got some bizarre death wish, and what does he do? He steals your Emurim. Okay? Or he throws a corpse on them, all right? Whatever. Makes them Tame, or he steals them. Now, Shank, you got an interesting problem. You did Zrika, right? Now what? Right? So the halacha is that in other words, in the case where I'm unable to be mocked or the Emurim, for instance, I lost them or they're tame, right? Keep going. Kamoshin tmo avdu v'ein odav shosak tiram. So Shane, good news. Even though the emurim, which means the non-edible parts, were stolen or lost, whatever, but you can still eat the basar. You can still eat the meat that you were allowed to eat. Meaning like this. The korban's got two parts, right? Inedible, so to speak, inedible. Dovi steals the inedible part. Okay, which means I can't do a maisa haktara, but I could still consume the edible part. Let's keep going. A basar. It's okay. Bezrukas am greda. Umadu yatsa basis reva. It's such a great kasha. So he says this. He says I'm gonna try and now he's gonna. This is a more fundamental question. Okay. He says this. He's saying that. One sec. I know. Now there's a couple steps here. Okay. I know that if I'm makriv a korban and the, let's say, emurim get lost, but I did my zrika, I can still eat the meat, right? That's a halacha. It turns out, so why not apply that same logic here, which is like this. Not quite the same, but almost, right? Because after the tamech of ben arbayim, so I can't bring emurim, right? I can't bring emurim, right? But I can still eat the korban because I did my zrika. Again, think about korban pesach case. By the korban pesach case, that defaults to a shlamim. I do this after the Talmud Shabbat and Arbayim. I shecht it and I do Zrika, right? It's true I can't do Haktara same. One second. It's not possible. It's true I can't do Haktara same Murim. Okay, fine, I can't. But guess what? Treat this as if the Imurim were lost. Why is the. One second. I know what you're going to ask, Graber. There's the. Rotosis is. He's trying to pigeonhole you. He's trying to say the inability to bring the Imurim, right, should be no different than losing the Imurim. And I see by the case of losing the Imurim, I can go ahead and have my Basar. So I should be able to eat my shlomim, my messed up shlomim on Pesach night. I should be able to eat it. So why is it based straight from Miyad?
But it's not. It's
Shmuel would say, I understand nitzvu avdu. I understand by a case of, let's say, where the actual emurim were stolen or whatever, they were lost. Is that really the same thing as what? Is it this? One second. Is it the same thing as unable to bring the emurim? Obviously, in the hobby, and it's not. The Maskana, Nersosis is saying treat them the same, but we have the right to ask, it's not quite the same. That's a valid question. Oh, remember that case? Guess what? One more case to come back to haunt us. Remember the Machlokes? What's the Machlokes? Ravi Shmuel versus, who is it? Tanakama. Yeah, whatever. Right? Tanakama holds what? He held that the Matir. There's a matir of what? Mechusa Kippurim on Erev Pesach. Why? So I can go ahead and do what? And eat my Korban Pesach. But Rabbi Shmuel said no. He said always, right? Remember that? Okay, forget the question the Gemara asks. Remember that? Remember that Shita? So Tosos ignores that part. So he says over here, according to Rabbi Shmuel, by the Tsaras guy, She'enu Yochol. It's right after the bull part. Mechusa Kippurim Gomit Sarazov. Tobel. So corner of Yishmal, right? I can always bring my Mechusa Kippurim after Talmud Shemin Arbayim. No problem whatsoever. I can go ahead and eat it, do whatever I need to do. Okay? And he said you could do that, right? Shari'inu Yachol La'akhtir Murim, right? Right. It doesn't matter anymore. Right. If I can't do Akhtara, I can't do what? Eat the meat. Achasom. Until that status emerges, right? I won't be able to eat the meat until, in other words, Tosfos is trying to show you that Haktaras Emurim are tied to the Achila. It's only because I lost the Emurim, that's why I can still eat the meat. But of course, if I had the Emurim, what do I have to do? Burn them. The idea of eating the meat alone, right? It's not that, I'm not defining it, but he's not saying that I could just eat the meat. He's saying that as long as I could do Haktaras Emurim, so then Achilas Basar is available, right? Yeah. But let's say I could burn the Emurim but chose not to, I can't have the meat, right? They're tied to each other in some way. It's just that there's a chiddush. If I lose the Emurim, I can still have the meat. Keep going. Hold on. Keep going a little more. But 1 second, what do we see? The Kohanim can eat the Basar Chatas before the Imurim are Makdir. And if the Kohanim can eat the meat, the Baal Mar Miskaper, Vim Kain. So what does it help him to bring the Mechusa Kippurim at night? Right? Hare Benkach. Right. So the Gemara's answer is, Kevan, all this is getting to this question. Kevan, he's got no other choice. Ki'ilu heim nitzvu avdu. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, good. So he's saying that, so he's saying, it's just a proof. All he's saying, again, to my original question, hold on, which is as follows. As you would think, what do we know? We know one principle, which is that if I do zrika, right, and I lose my imurim, the basar is still mutter to eat. It's still I'm allowed to eat it. Of course, if I have my imurim and my basar, I got to burn my imurim, right? But if the imurim are lost, I can't. I can still eat the korban. Now, one second. And then the korban shall come. That's a good question.
Can they be eaten?
I don't know. Don't make this worse. So Natosis is saying, apply that same reasoning to this case. Again, which is that by after the Korban Talmud Shaven Arbayim, right? So if the avenue to bring the Amorim is removed, that should be the same thing, and therefore I should go ahead and be able to eat my Shlomim at night. Why should I go to the base of Shefer Miyad? This is checkmate, by the way, before he gives his next answer. This is checkmate. Because this is a kasha. It shows you that it's a psul. It shows you it's a puzzle.
Yeah.
Right? In order, he's acknowledging the Gemara when it says base Shefer Miyad, this is not going to work. So what's the having of whatever? But I want to define that point. In other words, you would have thought that avdo, right, is in the case where I actually lose the Amorim. But here, this isn't the same thing, right? Kamashban, no. That somehow the inability to bring the Amorim because it's after Thomas and Rabbayim is equivalent to losing the Amorim. Why? You're having a great time, aren't you? In my opinion, it would be valuable to have a basic concept. It's not a big sugya. It's like one line of Gemara. A basic concept of why it is the case that if I lose the Amorim, I could still, eat the basar. What I would think is that no. Whereas I think if you define that, then you can understand this chakira. The Hamini would say that when I do Zrika, so Zrika brings about two separate obligations, so to speak. What are the obligations? And? Good. And if I can't do Akhtara, then what do you say about the korban? It's incomplete. That's obvious, right? So what's the chiddush here? No, the point is that it's an incomplete korban. There's two obligations that emerge from the Maisa Zrika. One is Achilas korban, and one is Haktaras Emorim. If I'm missing the Emorim, I can't proceed. That's just an incomplete korban. Like you were saying that before. What's a maskana?
So there's two different things that need to be done, but it's not that
you're... Good. Now, what he's saying is that like this. There's the other way to look at it is that what does Zrika do? So Zrika now means what chiyuv comes into existence? Consumption of the korban. That's what comes into existence. But now here's the thing. What I have in front of me?
Haktara.
No, okay, come on. What am I trying to say? What do you mean? It's not another step. In other words, what do I have to evaluate now?
What I can eat.
Exactly. Right? What I can and what I can't eat.
Okay.
There's the Haktar. No, that's what. There's the Haktar. See, more emerges from that idea. It's because, for sure, I'm chayav to consume the korban.
You think it's like a practical reason?
No. I'm saying its identity is dependent on the very idea of consumption.
And if you lose
it's not
it?
Two separate things. Ah! So if I lose it, what?
You never defines what you can eat.
What?
Then it's just natural.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. Oh, I'll tell you why. So it's like, I look at the prime ribs, and I say, okay, this part I can't consume, and this part becomes the leftovers that, and the korban, I would have to makter it. But if I serve, let's say I serve a rib steak without a bone, a boneless rib steak, as they call it, right? So there's nothing to contrast against. That's what I think you meant when you said natural. You said that, right?
When I just said natural. Yeah, right.
I think that's what that means. In other words, if you say natural, I think what you mean to say is that it's only because what the Zrika is doing is it's making me now evaluate that which is to be consumed. But the first way is saying, no, two separate chivim emerge. So why is one supposed to... Oh, we'll get back to the question in a second. Weiss wants to know, okay, now that's very nice. So how... Now, does this work with the idea of Zman? Meaning, in other words, I can understand now when it comes to evaluating. So now your idea of the chapsa makes sense. If I have no chapsa to evaluate against, whether it means it's physically missing or conceptually missing, because tummy means conceptually missing. Okay, but at least I can say I'm nothing. There's no emunah to speak of. It's like the boneless ribeye. But one second. But would you say that by that I'm unable to be mocked at emunah because it's after the korban tumah arba'im? I'm just saying this. What I would like to see is a common denominator. Meaning, how do you now take this idea of haktaras emunah, the inability to do Aktaras Emorim after Tumas Rabbein Armayim, and loop that back into as if it's Avdo V'Tama? That's the tricky part. Because if you want to say Avdo V'Tama is in the Chafsa, that naturally would exclude this. This isn't a Psul in the Chafsa. It's an external idea. This is Marav, this is Man. Now, okay, V'Yeshalom Mashani Hacha. All right, so now you're stuck, right? Yeah. Because now you're stuck. Why are you stuck? Because the Gemara says, Beis Asher from Miyad. Why? Why not just say eat the korban shlamim? Remember, Pesach to turn into a shlamim. Okay, watch this. Beishlamar. Shiny hacha.
Shiny hacha. Veshachdu v'noda shemash kolay. Think I'm just demashka by the best. Yadam lo chazu meikara imurim lohakrava.
Kivon shemash kolay.
Kivon shemash kolay by the best. Yadam imkain lohaya shum zman roi shebo yachlu lahakriv haimurim da ha'iri hacha v'bin ha'arbayim.
Oh, we knew this already. We knew this, right? Of course. So, okay, what's he saying? He's saying like this. By the case of the Korban Pesach that defaults into a Shlamim, that's going to be different than, let's say, a Mechusar Kippurim case. Mm-hmm. Why? Why, Moshe?
Because in that case, there wasn't any time that you could possibly have brought the Emurim.
Because?
Because you can't bring anything besides the Pesach.
Right. Okay, think about it. Come on.
This is according to Tanakama.
This is according to...
Tanakama.
That you can only bring...
Meaning that you can't do Mechusar Kippurim.
No, this is going to be even according to... No. I think... No. He's very good. Oh, he's so good, Weiss. Yeah. Hold on. Yeah. But that's not the point I want to focus on yet. Hold on. He's going to bring it out. No. In other words, like this. In other words, by the case of the Korban Pesach defaults to the Shlamim, so think about it, right? The Shlamim now comes into existence past the Tumas Rabbein Arbayim. So there's never a moment in time, once it reverts back to a Shlamim, is there ever a moment in time this Korban could have existed? Of course not. Because that's the Tumas Rabbein Arbayim. Versus, keep going, Hilkach. So that's not going to help you, right? Ava Hasam, by Mechusar Kippurim, Kevan. Answer number one. This is his first main answer. So he's saying like this. He's saying that I'll tell you why the case of the korb of the Pesach into Shlamim is based straight from Miyad by regular Mechusar Kippurim, right? So there, I have the potential to be mocked to the Emurim prior to the korban Tumas Rabbein Arbayim, but I just didn't, right? So that's why that's still good to go. Right? I can still eat the basar later on. Right? The zrika still works. Yes. Yeah. But by the shlamim, there was never a moment in time where what?
You could have.
Because remember, the only reason, you got to remember to keep this in mind, because the Korban Pesach is a dechiyah. Right? But once that dechiyah disappears and it reverts back to a shlamim, there is no mechanism. There was never a moment in time where he could have been. He could have done it before, because he's done it after Tumas Rabbein Arbayim. Okay. Alright, so, okay, that's answer number one. Okay, so answer number one is differentiating the Shlomim case from the, what do you call it, from the Mechusar Kippurim case. Right? That's answer number one. That's gotta be explained. Keep going. Now watch this. This is the harder one. Okay, you gotta follow this here. This is very hard. Okay? Of course, Midoraisa. This is very hard. Very, very hard. Midoraisa. Of course, if the guy did Zrika of the shlamim after the korban tumas rabbein arbayim, of course it's okay. Dimishum. Right, it's only because I can't mock the emurim, and that's why it's considered like nitzmu avdu. Ella. Okay.
How come no one's laughing?
It's like this. So Tosa says, I'll tell you what the answer is. Okay, this is wild. This is very hard to define. So Tosa says like this. Tosa says, no. Of course, midoraisa, right? after the Korban Tamas Rabbeinu Arbayim, in the case of the Shlamim, there's again the Pesach reverse back to the Shlamim. Of course, be derisive if it did Zrika, he can go ahead and eat the Basar, etc., etc. So the Chachamim came along and they created a special Gzera. And the Gzera is don't do Zrika's Dam. Now, why? Now let me justify and then show you the problem. The defense is very simple. What's a defense? But like, hold on, no one say anything. Can you figure out what the defense is? How would you defend Chazal's interest in making Gzera here, Mo? Or anyone? It's fascinating. No what?
You just didn't know.
No, right. So people are going to say what? They're going to say that. It's the next part. I'll see if you get. People are going to say what, Mo? They're going to say, oh, 1 second. The Korban Pesach, right, is really, it's to a Dechia that I can bring after Korban Tamash Arbayim, right? Okay. Now this thing reverted back to a Shlomim. But 1 second. If I could do the Korban Pesach after the Korban Tamash Arbayim, that includes Haktara Seymorim and everything, this thing reverts back to a Shlomim. What's the guy going to think? All right, I can still rely on that Dechia Pesach. And I can still do Akhtara. So Chazal come along and create an Isser Durabanan on Zrika. Okay? Now, I'm not going to get into how they could possibly do that. That's a wild idea. Okay? But that means Midoraisa, there's no problem. It's just Midurabanan in this unique case. Okay? Now, but of course, now ask your question. This is according to... No, it's not. It's according to... Revi Shmuel. No, because Tanakama holds... By our Pesach, but not by other Mechusav Karim days. Why? Watch this, Mo. Because he says, this okay. Is crazy.
Wait.
El Hassam. Sorry. The Rabbi Shmuel.
Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, leis lehi gzera. He doesn't have that gzera. She'eno sover sheish makam ligzor kach b'mechusav Kippurim. Can't make this gzera.
By Mechusav Kippurim. Mishun Mechusav Kippurim. Avisharas b'yodol ha'krib korban al konam atamid. Now, Note Guy brings a very important point, by the way. This is, and I'm learning this way, okay? In other words, it's almost impossible to learn otherwise. Like, what he's saying is a very good point. In other words, it is. Rabbi Shmuel and Tanakama agree. There's no problem with the Chachamim coming up with a Gzera that applies to the Korban Pesach case, right? The question is, can you do what? Tanakama does what with the Gzera? Extends it to include all Mechusav Kippurim cases.
Oh, and that's why he only holds...
In other words, this is very tricky. He's saying that like this. He's saying that... This is crazy. He's saying that, no. Learn out that there's an Issa Durabanan. Now, so everyone agrees... Okay. 1 second. So everyone agrees that there's an Issa Durabanan, right, to do Zrika on a... what do you call it? On the Korban Pesach that defaults to a Shlomim on Erev Pesach. Everyone agrees there's an Issa Durabanan there. And that makes sense. Because that's protecting the... institution of Akhtara. However, the question is like this. Did they extend or extrapolate or naturally include Mechusav Kippurim as well? So Tanakama says yes, right? So now, not only is there an Isser, that the Isser Zrika's Dam applies not just by the case of Korban Pesach default to Shlomim, but my regular Mechusav Kippurim. But Rabbi Shmuel says, no. You can't say that. Because by the Shlomim, so there I can say there was never a point in time where the guy could have mocked Erein Murim. But by the Mechusav Kippurim, he could. So how could the Gzera include that? That is very hard to define.
Wait.
Oh, now he says, okay, one more point.
Well, if you're Zed, the Chola Korban Pasol who Mechumas She'asar Lizro Kadam Lechatchila V'zeu Mishim Gzera Darabon Melvad V'in Midoraisa Nicha Mashem
What was his kasha? Who's going to follow us right now?
Yeah.
You're supposed to know this, okay?
The
Veraka Teles. Right, Leel. Alright, kill it. So the mitzvah. Now here's the name. The Ilubit Tosefta, but here's one problem though. The Sefta says what? There's only one problem though. Right? The problem is the Tosefta openly says that what? Any kachem that are makrev, right? It's pasul. That was a back pocket one. Yes. Poof! Okay. The hashta,
I amrinan diahahu.
Pasul durabanan, right? That can't be.
Shalom yizrak adam, shema yakdir haimurim.
Nicha.
So, masha.
No, so that works out fine. Meaning pasul here means what? Durabanan.
Yeah.
That works very well for one of the answers, but Mashing the Territ's Arishon.
I had a sober Kishatu, no, Kishet Shachtu, Vinoda Shemashka Bailim, Ule Puzzle
Midaraisa.
This Medua Amrina and Parakat Hilas, the Eno Allah Mitzvah, Lily Kuva.
But now you're stuck with that same problem. Because how could it tell me that Shachting after Tamash Ben Arbaim is Lemitzvah when this Tosefta says it's Puzzle? if you're going to learn, that's not a gzera d'rabanan. You learn d'oraisa. Yeah, yeah. She's a mevi'im atos. So it's another proof for the second answer of the gzera d'rabanan. Because there's another complicated case. Okay. One second. What's the halacha?
You can't shech the carbon pesach if you sell chametz.
In your rishus. Okay.
Right.
Vila shachad.
Vila shachad sh'arzach imadayin chametz rishus amatzinu.
Now let's say when I shechted, I can't shech my korban pesach when I have chametz my rishus. But let's say I shechted other korbanos, right? What? Oh, one second. Keep going.
Yeah. Shach kol hazvachim sh'shachtan al chametz bisman pesach the hanu.
Yodan Archatzos.
The Shman.
So it wouldn't be included. Okay? Now the Gemara explains the reason why. Okay, I don't want you to read the whole interpretation part. The point is the Gemara gives reason X. Okay? Now skip down where it says, Umak Shematosos, Vamai Itzrik Lahu Taima.
Typically, Depater. Mishim Dizvachim Sulinane. Kiva the Shach to Tan.
Bisman Pesach. Another example of giving reason X. We're not going to define that one. Reason X instead of this psul.
Yeah.
So he says.
Where?
Mikol Karm Pasul.
Ain
Eshchita. You don't need a reason of Los Sishchat. You could just say I violated the mitzvah of Hashlama. Okay. Yeah. So he says as follows.
Pesach shachdu b'moed b'socha pesach l'shmo al ha'chametz shemereshuso shepader milav d'losas
sishchad al chametz
v'shem d'kam pesach b'socha moed zevach
pasul hu v'haival eishchit shein ruya. Fine, blah blah blah. Keep going. Right. Umadu atzarch v'shem l'tam d'osab b'zman uchab. Okay. Aval the mighty precious. Now here comes the point.
Aval the mighty precious dikisha nish dikisha
nishchad zevach
kodam ham. Tamishal Shachar, O Har Tamishal Ben Arbaim, Shazrakam Lizroka Dam Rak Mishum Xer Derbanan, Mimela Mifsal Zivcha Havanicha. Come to Dimidurais Zavach Kasheru, Hailo is Hai Mishum Losikal Hamistam Sri, the Hashkita.
It was a good Shrita of Rak Mishum Dizman of Haiba Zevel and Haizvach. Potterho. Okay, I've all shown it Septa, keep going. Now, that's the key. So according to the Septa, if the guy went ahead and did Zrika, right, and did the mitzvah properly, it's still possible. The Ktani. Right, V'itema Keteret Sheni. Now watch this. This is the key point. The Nimsa, V'nira, this is the last point.
The Psulin, the Kamar Hainu, Habasar, Mila Echol, Aval Habailim, Amram,
Biskar. Ah. So when the Septa says you're puzzle, what it means, but like this, it means that, right, it means that it's puzzle insofar as I can't eat the korban,
yeah,
right? But I still get kapara, right? Meaning like this, I can't do zrika, right? Now listen to this. This is fascinating. Me do I can't do zrika. Let's say I did do zrika, right?
Hoffer.
What?
Hoffer.
You, no, yeah, yeah, but the other part. That's one half of the equation.
It's not really matzah achila.
Right. In other words, I can't do Zrika, Midrabanan. Let's say I did it. So I get Kapara, but Korma's puzzle eats. So that's what the Septa means when it says puzzle. That's the second point. In other words, there's two points. This is the second point to define. First point is that you have this Gzera Derbanan, okay? And then you have this Machlokas, okay? But what's the Gzera Derbanan? The Gzera Derbanan is there's an Isser Zrika. Now what Tosas is saying here is, has this fit into the Septa that says it's puzzle? What does puzzle here mean? Oh, it means like this. I can't do Zrika. But if I do Zrika, I'm over an Isser Derbanan. Chazal went so far as to do what?
You can't eat it.
You can't eat it. That's a second step. It's not enough just to say that what? That there's an Zrika, but they went so far as to actually say the busser is usher to eat. Wow. Okay?
Yeah.
All right? And what do you call it? Right, it's pretty wild, but you still get kapara. Ah, now one second. Now, but is there a precedent for this? Sometimes people like precedents. I don't know about you, Fader, but Tosos, how many precedents has Tosos brought in here? Many. Here comes another one, my friend. Here comes another one, my friend. Now Tosos says, one second. Because the Gemara in Zvachem, then we'll end. The Gemara in Zvachem says as follows, the Mishnah. Where's that page, you guys? Did you copy it? What daf is it?
I don't know if I knew it
today. Great, thanks. So here it's, listen to this. Oh, thank you. Yeah. So listen to this. So yeah. Oh, it's chavav. So listen to this. Zvachon chavav. Right. So the Mishnah says as follows. So this is the last point. This is our precedent idea. The Mishnah says, it says like this. Ready? It says nasnu al gabei kevesh. Right. So let's say what's the lacha? So the case here is that the Mishnah Gemara are talking about how you do matan. Did you do this already? Okay, how you do matan damim, right? There's locations for it. Right. Let's say a guy did matan damim. Let's say he sprinkled the blood on the kevesh. The kevesh is the ramp, right? So the Mishnah says, shalok neged ayisod, right? Nasan, fine. Blah, 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 right? It's pasul ve'im bokaris. So the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel pasul. What does pasul here mean? Again, I did matan damim in the wrong spot, okay? But I did on the kevesh, not on the corners of the mizbech, right? So the Gemara says, pasul. What does pasul mean? Basar, right? I can't eat the meat, right? Aval bila mischapru. My taima, damar kra, right? Ki nefesh abasar badam hu vani. Nisativ lachem.
Wait,
what is it? We're confusing. It's okay. Mashri shakol mizbeach shavin in kapara, right? Mikancha came and shigia dam mizbeach nischapru bilem, right? So, what do you learn out from the pasuk? This is the precedent idea.
Yeah,
okay. No. So what do you see? It won't be. It's fine. So what do you see? You see like this. In other words, the Gemara shows you, the Gemara, this has to be explained also. The Gemara shows you, very funny Chakira. The Gemara shows you that if I do Zrika's Dam in the wrong spot, right? So what's the consequence? So the Basar is prohibited to eat, but I'm still Mechaper. Why? Because the blood made it onto some location on the Mizbeach. That's what's critical.
Wait, you put on the ramp or the Mizbeach?
The ramp.
Yeah, the ramp.
Okay, good, cute. So we're going to assume the kevesh is part of the mizbeach. There's a reason why the Gemara chooses that case. But of course, no one's going to assume that if I sprinkled it on the migdal based medrash, no one's going to say that works. Now, because of that differentiation, that's why Tosos can say, you could say here that the Chachamim coming along and say that I did Zrika, I'm over the Isra Zrika, right? And they can go on and say the Basar is possible to eat. They have a precedent for this kind of differentiation, where the Basar is possible to eat, but you're still Mechaper.